And we are live. Welcome back to Real Talk with Heather and Andres. I'm your co-host Andres, and you are here with Heather.
And hey guys.
Heather, it's another exciting day. And guys, don't forget to follow us on our social media, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, you name it. Find us, follow us, and stay tuned for new episodes. And sorry, I messed up my intro, but hey, this is Heather. She got it down, but you get to hear me live and see how I go about this. But welcome back. Welcome back to another episode right before our break. And I'm excited to get through this, to make this happen today. It's another beautiful day, and man, great stuff out there. What do you think, Heather?
No, I think you did a good job on the intro. Don't forget, guys, we are live. This isn't edited, so any mistakes we make are just going to be here, and bear with us. I want to kind of recap and talk about our last episode Tuesday with Caleb and some of the tools that he offers agents and buyers and sellers when it comes to creative finance. What were your thoughts on the episode, Andres?
Man, I something that stand out for me that Kid mentioned throughout the conversation, what's execution, right? He said ideas, they're nothing if you don't execute. And I'm paraphrasing, don't quote me in the exact word, right? But you have to execute, right? He started his business. He saw there was a need for the type of business he had in mind. For the creative finance things and providing some value and ethical ways to ensure that things are happening and they get done the right way. But at the end of the day, execution was his core message about implementing and doing the things that you say you're going to do, right? Which I thought that was great. I think I loved his energy. I loved the way he came in and provided so much content. Which in fact, we're gonna have him again to dive into more specific details and Q&A section for diving into all the details into a creative finance, right? Because as real estate agents, we wanna be sure that we are informed, well-educated, but also that we can bring value to all of our clients. And this is something that can be passed over to them and they can make it more informed decisions in the process of, you know, buying or selling, investing, whichever the case may be. I think there's Caleb's company brings tons of value to help them in that space.
And December 16th is when we're going to do basically like a little mini seminar on the podcast, and he can explain to us exactly what the title company does, what his TC company does, and just how he can teach agents to use those tools to better themselves and more prepare themselves to work with buyers and sellers. So don't forget to mark down that episode. You're definitely going to want to tune in. And we're going to share the link beforehand. So if you guys want to join us live, you'll have that link and you'll have the ability to actually come onto the podcast and ask him any questions you have directly. So it's going to be a very interactive episode and we're really looking forward to that.
Absolutely. And one key component that he talked about was his way of customer service, right? I think as real estate agents and as a consumer, we want somebody who's handling the transaction that is looking out for our best interests at all times, right? And he broke down how his company, his team go above and beyond to ensure that client is getting a good deal. Right, looking at all the different angles, the finances, and ensuring that client is getting a good deal and then not being taken advantage of, right? So that part of the business, I think, is so important because oftentimes we want to rely on a title company to overlook and see all those details that someone from the outside or someone who's not familiar or know what to look for may not be paying attention to, right? And they take the time to look into all of that and really explain it to the party involved. So I thought that's an exceptional work on his team It's a very important aspect of the thing, because you want to make sure everyone is comfortable, everybody's aware of what's happening there.
And it's a great way to do business, just making sure that everything is ethical, everything's on the up and up. I really love doing business with like-minded people who actually put the, you know, the client first, and they're making sure that everything is in the best interest of the client. And it really is. I know a lot of people are very, very money oriented, and it's all about that bottom line, but it really is in your best interest to make sure that your client and their investment is being taken care of. Because when a deal goes wrong in real estate, whether it's the agent's fault or not, who do you think your client is going to blame? If they lose money, or if a deal goes bad and they don't get the house they wanted, they're probably not likely to use you again, and probably not going to give you any referrals to any of their friends, and maybe even give you a bad review on Google. Who knows? So doing bad business really does come back to bite you in the ass if you're not looking out for your client.
Yeah, absolutely. It's probably, you will never see them again. See that happen all the time.
I do, and
I really like that, how they go above and beyond that aspect of the business.
I know that mindset. You're a little bit choppy today, Andres. You're coming in and out.
The signal's not great.
Working out the kinks of a new office, but it'll get there. You were just saying before we went live how you needed to get the Wi-Fi booster?
Yeah, the extender booster. Bring it all the way here.
Then we'll be good, and we can stream all day long.
Absolutely.
Now, talking about business practices, I know before we talked and we touched a little bit on, well, more than a little bit, because it's like the entire episode, about balance, working life and home life, and with the holidays coming up. How do you personally mix when you're trying to obviously make sure your clients are taken care of, but it's also, you know, a holiday, or it's after hours and things like that? How do you personally handle, like, let's say you get a phone call at like 2 o'clock in the morning from a client and they're freaking out? Are you taking that phone call? Are you sending it to voicemail? What are you doing?
Well, I think I should ensure everything is in good stand, so that call never happens at 2 o'clock in the morning. Because if I'm sleeping, there's no way I'm hearing the phone. I'll be honest right now. You know, I'm one of those, I fall asleep, I don't hear anything. You can blow up a bomb next to me, probably I follow through sleeping. So I'll let them know, hey, call me at this time. It's like, hey, you will not get a response. But overall, I think during the week, we have to set up those expectations, right? And depending on how that deal is going, you know, you will have a good idea if something will happen, right? And more than likely, you're going to prepare to answer the phone if necessary. But let's get everything ready beforehand to prevent that from happening.
And speaking of that, so a funny story, well, probably not to the people it happened to, but so Tony and I were at a closing at 8 o'clock. It was a closing where we had a traveling notary come to the client's house to do the closing because it was after hours and they had surgery and stuff. They were in surgery, they were their doctor. So we had to do it after hours, but the notary was telling us that they used to run Airbnb, that they don't do it anymore, but that they used to do that. And that one time they had the way to get in the house was the little lock that was on the front door was a code, but that the lock that lets you in runs off of Wi-Fi and it's actually plugged in inside the house. Well, and then the door automatically locks when you shut the door. Well, I guess the people that were renting the Airbnb saw a TikTok, and the TikTok said that if you're at an Airbnb, there's this device and that the owners of the Airbnb are spying on you through that device. So you should unplug it when you get to the Airbnb. So they did. They followed the TikTok, they unplugged it, and then they left for the night to go party or whatever. Well, the owners of the Airbnb got a call at, like, I think he said it was like 1 o'clock in the morning, saying that the guests couldn't get in because the door wasn't working, and the door wasn't working because they unplugged it, so they couldn't get back in. So they had to drive, and they lived a good bit of ways away. They had to drive all the way out there to let them in the middle of the night because they had unplugged the device to let them in, the key, the electronic key.
Oh, wow. That sucks.
That does suck. And there's really no way around like that. Like if they unplug the thing and they paid the night to be in there, you got to go. You got to let them in. I did have a suggestion for after the fact, but like in that moment, there's no way around that.
Why didn't they do some more research rather than just unplugging it and verifying what it was?
I don't know. People are crazy, man. They saw a TikTok and the TikTok told them to do it, so they did it.
Yeah, there's a lot of that happening. And they think they can make it happen, and next thing you know, it could be a lot worse. What are you doing or planning for the holiday season, especially with the clients? What's your perspective on that?
So we're trying to have pretty much everything kind of tied up, like you'd said, before the holidays start. So hopefully we don't have too much of the issues coming up. We're going to go to just family for the day. So if something does happen, you know, unfortunately, whenever we go somewhere, we always do take our laptops that way in case we got to work. But hopefully we can have everything kind of tied up before then and not have anything really pressing. But you know how it is. What about you? What's your plan to have everything kind of smooth for the holidays?
This is very similar. You know, we try to organize for Thanksgiving. This time around, we're just the three of us, so we're not having something big, and we're gonna just be more present and stay home and relax. I think we're making plans for next year's Thanksgiving and go back and visit family on the West Coast. But in that situation, I definitely will have to take a couple of things into consideration, right? Any deals closing, anything pending right now, anything buyers. So we'll definitely have to take a couple of measures, and that may be contacting another agent locally, partnering, you know, seeing what we can do to help each other and ensuring that everything goes smoothly. Because if I'm the only one here, then I'm limited into what I can do, especially with vacation planning around. Which one thing that I like to do, coming from one of my mentors, is have a calendar for the year, right? Coming up in 2026, we're planning vacation. We're putting all of our vacation time frame ahead of time. So if we're planning to go in the summer for this particular time, for a week, planning for next year, Thanksgivings, I already have it on the calendar, right? So any closings, anything else related to work, I can start working around those dates from now on. So that when the time comes, that time frame is free and I don't have anything last minute to take care of because my time has been put down from the beginning of the year and I've been working around it. So that's one way that I'm approaching it this year, so that those times we are allocating or planning a trip, nothing is or falling in that time frame. So, for instance, if I have a closing coming up, I'm going to try to push it for a week after or a week before to ensure that it meets with everybody else's timeline, and it doesn't affect the time frame that I'm going to be setting in place or what I have planning. So I thought that was really, it has helped me, and going into next year, something that will be fully in place, because definitely will help facilitate that transition where if something happened last minute, I'm here, I'm present to take care of it. But in some situation we cannot avoid, then we go take the appropriate measures to take care of it.
And, you know, it's always a good idea, too, for agents to have, not necessarily like as someone you partner with on every single deal, but another agent in your area that you guys help each other out. So, like, if you're going on vacation, they can handle your stuff. If they're going on vacation, in return, you know, you handle their stuff. And that way, you know that you can actually leave and have the peace of mind that there is somebody there that knows what they're doing, that you trust, that'll be there to help you, just like you'll be there to help them. So like the buddy system, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. You need to. There's a lot that goes into it, that if you're not, you're present, like I said, you're not going to be enjoying the time you're out, because most likely you are on top of your laptop. And how many times do we see the memes and the videos and people saying, I'm going on vacation, but they're on the laptop. They're doing more work than that they're actually doing when they're back home. So it's just being prepared, you know. You just got to be prepared yourself, be organized, and let's make it happen.
And that actually leads me into another thing I want to talk about today is all of the busy work, like how many times are we on here, or not the podcast, but like on Zoom in the trainings weekly with Cloud, telling the clients, update your pipeline, update your pipeline, update your pipeline. I feel like that's like one of the most things that we say all the time is call your leads, update your pipeline.
That's just about every day. It's surprising. Look, I've talked to a number of agents, and just yesterday I was talking to an agent where they were saying, look, I don't feel like I need to update that. I don't see the value in that. And I'm like, what do you mean? I'm like, no, I just place the notes and I just go back to the clients. And I'm like, so if you want to just get a quick glance and look at your pipeline, look at your system and your database, and you know who exactly you're talking to, how are you doing that right now? Well, I just got to go through each one and look at the note. That's time consuming, right? If you update your pipeline, you already know who your active clients are, who's waiting a few more months, who are you nurturing, who have you been able to get a hold of. You know, it gives you that quick look, image of, you know, how things are going without you having to dive into every single client to figure it out who your active clients are. And we went through the whole scenario and I showed her what it looks like. She's like, oh, this is amazing. I'm like, it's there for a reason. It's there to help you facilitate, you know, the conversations. It's there to facilitate the support that you're getting, to give you that quick glance of the health of your pipeline. So might as well use it.
And I know, we talked
so many agents don't use it at all.
No, they don't. They don't, especially the automations, which is something that we're going to be really diving into and hopefully having some agents come on board and take advantage of the automations. So for example, something that I'm setting up right now is you have a lead come in and they book an appointment and you call them for their appointment and they either show up to the appointment or they don't show up to the appointment, right? So what if all you had to do simply was, after you got off the phone with that client, let's say they showed up to the appointment, change the appointment status to showed, and it would automatically update the pipeline, put them into whatever category they would go into next in your pipeline, say that's, you know, showed up for the appointment or offer sent or something like that. It would add a note that they came to the appointment, and it could then send them documentation. Let's say there's something that they need to get, whether it's like a recap of the meeting or whether it's information about the product you have, or it's a contract, something like that. You could automatically have all of those things done, and all you had to do was change the status of the meeting. Or, for example, they didn't show up to the meeting, so you would put no show. And when you changed it to no show, they would move to the no show category. They would get sent, if I would suggest, a little video of you talking, saying, hey, you know, missed you at the Zoom meeting today, or missed you at whatever meeting, the phone call, whatever. When's a good time to get back in touch? And all that would automatically go out. It would update your notes and say that, you know, so-and-so didn't show up for the meeting today, and maybe even assign a task that you need to follow up with them in a couple of days so that you remember to follow up with them. All of that stuff, if you were to do it by hand after each appointment, depending on how quickly, let's say you're really quick at doing that and you could do all that in 5 minutes, right? But let's say you had 5 appointments that day. And so for each of those appointments, you saved yourself that time. That time adds up.
Oh, absolutely. It does. And I'm excited because this is something that not only applies to the real estate business, right? I know for a fact there's a lot of agents, because I've talked to them personally, that are not using all these tools in their system, in their business. But it also applies to other industries, and I'm excited because what you're putting together could make a significant impact in somebody's business. You know, all the little details, the automations, the templates that you're creating to help someone in their business, they're huge. And I'm excited we're going live with all of that soon, in the next 2 weeks, right?
Yeah.
And be able to provide and bring that value to people that don't know they need it, in a sense, or it's going to help them scale their business, you know? So I'm excited for what's ahead and what we're putting to the table. So if you guys are curious to find out more, check it out, see what we're talking about, go to our site, realtalkha.live, and Heather and I will be able to provide you guys with other details on that. So just let us know if you're interested in seeing what's available to you. And it's exciting because I think it's a game changer for someone's business. I have a couple of people that will definitely take advantage for this and will help them in their business. You know, as an entrepreneur, we start a business, we start going, and we're excited. We start doing the things that we're growing. But there's a lot of things that we also don't know, and especially we don't know that we need, that could make a significant change in our business. So it's exciting stuff happening, which also brings over to the table, you know, we started this podcast back in July, and we surfaced the idea of starting a podcast. You had it in mind for some time, like, hey, that is, what do you think about this? I said, Heather, let's just do it. And here we are today. So it's exciting because if you asked me a year ago, I didn't think I was going to have a podcast. Right. I had the idea here and there, but I'm excited because there's so much potential here. We're growing so much with what we're doing on a daily basis. And I'm excited for what's coming ahead for next year. I think there's a lot of room for improvement, and we'll continue to make that happen. So
all about the execution.
Yeah. It's like Caleb said, you know, we surface around the idea, we execute it, and day in and day out, we're here making this happen, and it's thanks to you guys that are listening, that are following us, and continue to push us to get better every day. So thank you for that. And always, if you guys have any idea on what you want to hear here in the podcast, if you want to share your story, if you want a particular type of story, hey, I'll take the feedback. Let me just know. I'm more than happy to say, hey, Andres, I would like to hear some more about this. I'll find somebody to make it happen. Let's do this. I want to find a guest to share this type of stories, because overall, in different industries, as an entrepreneur, we push each other. We get inspired by others. And I continue to see that happening on my life. And I want to make sure that we'll continue to share that with everybody else as well.
Definitely. Well, we are at the top of the hour. Time flies when you're in the podcast.
It's always happening when you're having fun, right? And I think we come in here with an open mind. We like to have fun, you know, learn something every day and make a difference, you know. That's what it's all about.
Yep. And I'm super excited for today, especially with the trainings with Cloud. What are we, do you know what we're doing today on the 1 o'clock call?
Today we're doing a call review. We had an excellent, we have an agent that sent me a message the other day on Tuesday and said, hey, Andres, just had a great call, which tapped along to everything that you guys have talked about during the calls. You guys should definitely take a look at it. It's coming Thursday, so we're doing that. I haven't listened to the call yet, but I want to hear for the first time along with everybody. You know, I want to be surprised just like everybody else, because I love this type of moment where an agent take the feedback from what we have talked about in one of the calls and implement that, and let's see the results. You know, that is great to see.
You know, and it doesn't have to be your call to gain something from it. Just come and listen to the call review and take the knowledge that, you know, we're giving to the other agent on their call, but you can still take that and apply it to yours.
Absolutely. It reminds me, I was listening to Jim Rohn's seminar from 1980s or 90s, and something that he talks about is, look, learning from your own experience is expensive. It either costs you time or money. You can learn from other people's experiences for free. Whether it's somebody else doing the same type of work that you're doing, whether it's books, whether it's videos, seminars, there's other methods for you to learn on how to get better on the thing that you're doing. Take advantage of it. And this is one of those opportunities, right? We do the code review Thursday to learn from others, from each other, on the type of conversations that we're having, provide each other feedback so that we can continue to improve and make small adjustments that will swing big doors. And it's one of those opportunities. We open the room for everybody to show up and get some feedback on the type of calls that we're doing. You know, sometimes we're doing great. It's like Sean's always said, sometimes we have a spaghetti on their face, and we are at a conference and we don't know we have a spaghetti on our face. People are just looking at us and like, what's wrong with this guy? Is he walking around with spaghetti on their face? And it's because nobody tells us that we have a spaghetti on our face for us to clean it up. So this is a great way to look at our conversation and say, okay, I'm not doing as great as I thought I did, you know, and get some really good feedback from people in the business that are actively doing that and want to see you succeed and convert more deals and more clients. At the end of the day, it is for the well-being of your business and for your clients. The better way you get to serve your clients better, you know. That's what it's all about.
Yep.
So yeah, if you are listening and you want to join us on any of those calls, you're welcome to do so. MeetCloudRealty.com, 12 o'clock Central, Monday through Friday, but especially Wednesdays and Thursdays. Tuesday, we have Tech Tuesdays. Wednesday, we have What's Working Wednesday. And Thursday, Core Review Thursday. So anytime, check it out.
Well, any last minute words of wisdom or golden nuggets you want to drop to the audience?
Well, next week we are up to the Thanksgiving week. So just really grateful. I'm truly grateful to be here today, to be able to put this and talk to you guys. Every day is an opportunity for us to get better. Every day is an opportunity for us to be grateful for the things that we have and grateful to be working towards what we want. And I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful to be able to put this and have this platform with you, Heather. And grateful for those that are listening and following us on our platforms, able to share this with others that could enjoy it as well. So I'm grateful for that. And over the next week, I hope you guys have a great Thanksgiving, you know, and enjoy the quality time with family and friends and the great meal.
And stay safe. Everybody traveling or staying home, just be safe, take care, and don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, and share.
Absolutely. Talk to you guys soon.
All right. We will see you guys on the next one. Everybody have a good holiday. Stay safe. And we will see you guys in 2 weeks.